I'm Alana Medlock, and this is the WGXC News Update. Presidential politics are busy in New York these days. A new Siena poll released August 15th shows 42% of voters favor Democrat Hillary Clinton, 34% want Republican Donald Trump to lead the nation, 9% like Libertarian Gary Johnson, and 6% favor the Green Party's Jill Stein. Despite those results, the state's conservative party will endorse Trump on September 7th, the New York Daily News reported. Quote, I'm sure there may be some committee men who will abstain or vote against him, but I believe he's going to overwhelmingly get the conservative party support, said state party chairman Michael Long. But Trump's lack of popularity in New York may be breaking up the bond between New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York State Senate Republicans. The New York Post reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo may publicly back a Democratic Senate takeover. Over the past few years, Cuomo seems to prefer having a few conservative Democrats side with Republicans to give them a Senate voting majority, but a Clinton landslide may bring a Democratic-controlled New York State Senate this fall. The voter registration deadline is August 19th for New York's state and local primary elections, which will be held September 13th. The registration deadline is October 14th for the November election. Anyone eligible to vote can go to www.ny.gov/services/register-vote. You can find the link on our website in the WGXC newsroom for more information on voting deadlines. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Register Star that two of three bids for a section of the Harlem Valley Rail Trail came within the budget August 10th, which means the sections may be completed later this fall. The Harlem Valley Rail Trail will be a 42-mile path for cycling and walking from Wissahick Station in Dutchess County to Chatham in Columbia County. Currently, three sections remain unconnected, from Chatham to Hillsdale, between Millerton Station and Under Mountain Road, and from Black County Road to Orphan Farm Road in Copaic. The 1.5-mile ladder section will be completed with the new bids from A. Colarusso and Son of Hudson and Casal Construction of Wyantsville. In May, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, announced he was supporting a U.S. Department of Transportation grant for the other two unfinished sections of the trail. Quote, there's still some fine-tuning to do, but we expect to award the bid this coming week, Dick Hermans, chairman of the Harlem Valley Rail Trail Association, said. Read the full story in the Register Star. News 10 Television in Albany reports that around 600 gallons of gasoline leaked on American Oil Road at the Buckeye Terminal at the Port of Rensselaer August 13th. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office said a fuel leak started due to a power outage during a thunderstorm, causing containment equipment to fail. A Department of Environmental Conservation spokesperson said the spill was completely contained with no environmental impact, as a secondary containment system worked as designed with no gasoline reaching the Hudson River. Read the full story at the News 10 Television website at news10.com. This has been the WGXC News Update.